This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. Becky Reinig and Denise Stein join us today. They are second grade teachers in the Griswold Community School District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for asking. I want to talk a little bit about a financial literacy program that you are working with second graders. It seems like financial literacy and second graders don't necessarily go together, but it sounds like through the project that you guys accomplished, they learned a lot.
And that was our big thing. We looked at the Iowa core, the state and national standards for second graders for financial literacy, and we kind of thought, how are we going to teach these? Because it's about credit and understanding borrowing money and the responsibility you have when you borrow money. So it was daunting, and then when this project came about, it helped meet those criteria.
Well, let's lay down the basics here. The project that you were working on was basically letting the kids understand what it's like to actually start their own business. And did they come up with the idea what kind of business they wanted to start?
Actually, we kind of came up with the business. The rubber band bracelets were just a hot item. And when we came up with it, they bought into it and wanted to do it. It was something that was manageable for the teachers, for the kids, for everyone. And it was just a perfect way to start a business.
So they decide they're going to make rubber band bracelets to sell to other students, correct?
To other students in our school, one student could buy one bracelet. Okay. Set a limit.
Very good. Well, now this is a business program that you're working on. So there are a lot of facets to starting a business, from figuring out where the capital is going to come from to having to find out where your raw materials and things are coming from and getting everything set up. And they worked through all of these issues, right?
They did. They, when this plan was brought about, we were just going to do a little, in theory, mm-hmm. project. And then Kim Wise from the area and other people said how cool it would be if we actually really did it. So, you know, we looked online and we found some how to actually have the kids do a business plan. Our kids made a business plan. They signed a promissory note of how much money they thought they would need to borrow from the Bank of Stein. And they created advertisements, radio advertisements, posters. They did everything you would need to do for a business.
There are a lot of adults that would need a template to figure out how to write a business plan. So it's pretty impressive that these kids were able to sit down and understand what they were doing from the get-go. I suppose having to borrow the money and sign a note saying that we're responsible for paying it back was a real eye-opener for them, too.
It really was, because they understood that they had to sell 75 bracelets in order just to pay the money back, and then they wanted to make some profit. So they understood, we have got to get out there and sell some bracelets.
And they understood that they had to pay that $75 back, all of them together, though, not one at a time.
Well, I had one that was kind of a little nervous that everybody was going to have to pay the first Bank of Stein $75, which the Bank of Stein would have loved, but we only wanted 75 each, or 75 total.
You actually did have a promissory note put together, and every one of their signatures is on it.
Yes, we did. We made each student sign it, and when it was paid, when they paid the money back to the bank, it was marked paid in full, and everybody was happy.
Yep. And we marked on our calendar, we marked it in red, pay bank back, so we knew we had a deadline of when our bank needed their money back.
Because there was some interest if it wasn't paid in 30 days.
Right.
Okay, so there was a little stress there, a little pressure to get going. They got to get going. So they got to get started making product. They got to do this. Did they all have different jobs?
They did. We divided our kids into four groups. We had a production group that was in charge of making the bracelets. We had an advertising group that was in charge of doing the radio ads and deciding what needed to be put on posters and that. Our marketing group decided where the posters should be hung. What types of marketing we needed to do. Was it radio, TV, what kind of ads? And then we had a financial group that was in charge of figuring out our cost, what we needed to borrow from the bank, how much the bracelets needed to sell for in order to make profit. And then as a class, they decided what to do with that profit later.
And I want to thank one of your employees, Becky Mosier, came and talked to each class about advertising and how to write an ad and what was important, and they just loved it. I mean, she gave them each a business card. They still have them on their desks. She helped them, you know, kind of come up with, okay, you want to start with the name of your business first. I mean, she went through all the steps with them, which was very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you say they're writing ads for radio and stuff. They didn't actually air on radio, though. It was kind of in-house.
It was in-house. We recorded, the kids in Elliott recorded 4 ads, and every morning after the announcements, 1 ad was played. And we actually had talked about going ahead and buying advertising, but we were kind of under a time constraint, and we didn't get that step done. But next year.
So everybody had their own jobs. Did they work pretty well together in their groups?
They did work very well together in their groups. The advertising, financial, and marketing groups, they stayed pretty much the same. There were a few kids in my class who did double duty in groups. My production group, I started out with just teaching a few kids how to do it, because we didn't use the loom or anything for the rubber band bracelets, so I had to teach them how to do it. And then those kids got to teach a friend how to do it. So our production group kind of grew, where the other groups kind of stayed stable in themselves. But they worked very well together for what I thought they were doing.
And in Elliott, all the kids were in the production group. They all learned to make them, and they took their time at recess and stayed in and made their bracelets.
And they did make them the hard way.
They did. They'd made them with 2 pencils and 48 rubber bands.
I'm seeing the bracelets. You've got some sitting here, and I'm looking at these thinking, I don't even understand how those loom things work. But it was a popular item this Christmas, apparently, for a lot of the young kids, and I suppose that's where the ideas all came from to do these types of things. But then I look at this and think, you did it with a couple of pencils. So that's got to slow production down a little bit, too. Was it difficult to meet the orders that you had?
We started production before we got orders.
Okay.
We sent a note home to parents explaining, what this was. And then my kids typed out order forms. They had the students put their names on them. And then so we kind of knew we had started ahead of time to give us a little bit more leeway. And then once the orders really came in, then, yeah, the kids could see, okay, we only have 50 made already. We have an order of 140. So they kind of kicked in, and we got them done.
Well, in any organization, it seems like everybody, no matter what you do, you're kind of in sales because everybody's working to get the product out the door. Is that kind of the way it worked out here, too?
It was. Each group had a class they went to every morning. They took the orders. They brought them back. They counted the money. They entered them into a spreadsheet. At the end of the day, they took those bracelets that we sold back to the rooms and distributed them. Can't see this on radio, but they're royal blue and white, and the white glows in the dark.
Ah, school colors,
school
so it's attractive.
Colors, it is.
So they understand marketing now because, you got to make a product that people are going to want. So at the end of the day now, they got a chance to do all this and work their way through. Did they pay the note back in time?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. In full.
In full.
And had profit.
A lot of profit? Enough.
Enough profit,
enough.
Yeah.
Enough to feel comfortable with it.
Right.
Very good. Are you satisfied with the way that the project worked out, or did it meet or exceed your expectations?
It exceeded my expectations, and I have to share this little story because when the kids, you want them to understand that this happens in real life, and you want them to make those real life connections. And one day during reading, I had a group of kids reading a book, and it was about a guy selling hot dogs, and he kept wanting to give the hot dogs away. And one of my students looked up at me and says, "But Mrs. Stein, if he gives all those hot dogs away, there goes his profit." And, you right then and there, you knew this was a very worthwhile project. It was worth all the time and effort, and they'll remember this forever.
Well, and the kids gave up a lot of their free time, too. They were giving up their free time, recess, and what have you at school to sit down and actually make these products.
Yep. Yeah, and they had no problems giving up recess to make these or to do, finish, put a little extra into their poster or their radio ad, or they had no problem giving up time for it.
And we also had kids that took rubber bands home and made them at night on their own time.
Remember, these are second graders. Anybody who's been around a second grader for any length of time realizes it's tough to get them to focus for a very long time on really anything, even if they really like it. So to get them to buckle down and really work hard and not have to push them too hard to all work together, which can be a process too, to get that result that you're looking for, it's pretty neat that you were able to come up with a project like that that they could really, well, pardon the pun, band together to be able to work toward a goal.
Mm-hmm. That was our name, Tigers Banding Together.
Excellent. All part of the marketing process. So will you do this again?
We haven't decided if we're going to do the rubber bands bracelets again, but I think a project similar to this will be done next year. Yep.
We'll see how popular the rubber band bracelets are next year, if there's something else a little more popular. because you have to have the market out there to buy them or they're not going to sell.
That's job one. Too many businesses fail because you had maybe had the right idea, but the wrong process in getting where you want to go. There are a lot of different pieces to that. Did the first graders watch thinking, oh, hey, we might be doing this next year?
I think they did. All the classes were very interested in it, and I'm sure the first graders next year will hit us up as soon as they get to second grade.
Very good. Maybe do it the whole semester. Who knows?
We'll see.
It definitely could take a semester. We had an ending point, but it could take as long as you want to with it.
Very good. Well, it sounded like they had a good time with it and learned a lot along the way, too, and made some money. That's the best way to go. Yeah. And I noticed when you came in, Denise, too, they had their first dollar.
We did. We kept our first dollar, and we're going to frame it. It'll be good incentive for whatever we decide to do next year. That first graders that are in first grade this year can look at it and think, we've got to make a dollar, too.
Yep. There are many businesses over the years that have done that, too. So it's a real-life experience. Very good. It's a lot more fun to do it for real dollars than Monopoly money, isn't it?
It really is. And, absolutely. You know, maybe someday we'll have a Warren Buffett come out of our classroom.
Never know.
You never know.
Never know. And it all started with a $1 bracelet. Excellent. Denise, Becky, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jill.